Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special episode, abbreviated episode of the Fig Cave. I'm here in the, well, I'm usually in the High Noon studios, but it's too early in the morning to be drinking High Noon, so I'm drinking a Zoa. You ever had a Zoa energy drink?
No, I'm not Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's not bad. I got cherry limeade here, zero sugar. It's pretty good.
Inexpensive, too. I always see them at the Dollar Tree, or the bucket a quarter tree, as it's now.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is here.
Yeah, it's nothing's a dollar anymore. But we wanted to jump on here with you guys. We recorded some bonus episodes earlier this week for the Run-In podcast, but we wanted to do a normal podcast for you guys and go over some of these ringside fest reveals, and also give you the details on our toy drive that's going on right now. That's probably the most important thing. You guys can send it to my address, which is 2318 Rockwell, all one word, Rockwell Avenue, Catonsville, Maryland, 21228. Any unopened toys does not have to be wrestling figures. It can be any kind of unopened toy. Scour your clearance aisle. We're going to post some links. There's going to be some cool deals on Amazon. I mean, last year we had that Drew McIntyre motorcycle. It was like $5.99 shipped that people sent me like 100 of them, which is awesome, you know. These kids don't have anything, so it's, you know, anything's better than nothing. But you can either send me money and I'll do the shopping for you. That'll save you from shipping. You can buy stuff directly on Amazon's website and have it sent to my address. Or if you have a box of stuff laying around the house, you can just throw them in there and ship it to me directly. We will be doing some giveaways. Everyone who sends us stuff will be entered for some cool giveaways. So keep that.
And it makes you eligible for the Royal Rumble.
That's right.
The figure Rumble.
That is probably one of the most fun things of the year, which is everybody in our group gets entered into a Royal
Rumble. Those who donated get first access.
Yes. 1 through 30. And you take a spot in the Royal Rumble. If the person who wins the Royal Rumble is in from your spot, you get 29 wrestling figures sent to you from all 29 other entrants. So I've never won. You've never won, but...
No. I did do a tattoo one with Violet Miracle. I still owe... a Miz and or Charlotte tattoo, but it was right before the pandemic, dude. It was like impossible to get tattoos done.
Yeah.
And I think just the Miz tattoo would just be so ridiculous that I think I would do it. Like
I would do it too. Yeah. That or Tubi. You're a big Tubi guy. So
yeah. Sponsor.
Tubi.com.
You get, and you guys can get a free trial of Tubi, which is a free after
we only
that.
Have 30 minutes here. Let's keep going. All right. We're going to go off of Ringside's, Instagram page. By the way, use promo code Ringside for 10% off. I didn't even say the promo code. It's Fig Cave is the promo code. Use that for 10% off. And guys, starting on Thursday, a week from yesterday, so 6 days ago, 6 days from now, what the fuck am I saying? There's going to be a huge Black Friday sale. We're going to jump on over the weekend. Obviously, we're not going to record on Thanksgiving. We're not monsters, but me and Nick will jump on here and kind of recap the sale, talk about what we ordered, and let you guys know what might drop in price and all that kind of stuff. So that's always a fun time of year. And that's, can't believe that's next week, Nick. It's crazy. We've been talking about that for months, and now it's here. So,
and I feel like I was up there for your 40th yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
And now it's like a whole year later, man. Crazy.
Happy belated birthday to you, too, by the way.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
We're both getting old here. So
happy birthday as well.
Thank you. Let's go off of the Ringside Instagram account. If you're not following them already, I don't know what you're doing. But the first day of the event, they had Dominic and Rhea on the show. And I believe Mick Foley, too. It was on YouTube.
Yeah, he came and hopped in a little later.
Do you like how they do these? They're, you know, you get basically Steve and Bill from Mattel there kind of going through the figures. They're basically at home in their kind of home offices or Bill's on the casting couch. And
To me, just fly the guy. Is it Trevor? Trevor is his name from Ringside?
Yeah.
Apologize if that's wrong. Fly him. Just fly him out to Mattel, because it's to me like the lives never work like Zooms.
Because
they're clearly setting each other up for like the next thing, and it's they're doing their best, and you edit the best you can, but it. You get it, man. It just doesn't flow like the way it would, I think, something like that in person. Like Matt and Brian, again, I'll say it, should do it every year. The only people to ever pull it off, like the live reveal. I know it wasn't Ringside Fest, but it was perfect. And it's because they know each other's timing.
Are you at all like, I'm not worried, but like if this is Ringside Fest, there was no mention of anything besides Mattel, which I collect Mattel, you collect Mattel. We don't, you know, that's fine for us. But Jazzwares isn't like, hey, are you guys?
No, it's a Mattel thing. It's just, it? I think okay. it's just, okay. yeah, I think it's just always going to be a Mattel thing.
Yeah, I think it always has been. So I don't think, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's start with some of the basics. We got a Giovanni Vici series 146. An awful Bret Hart figure. My God. This looks like a Lego head Bret Hart figure. It's got an all pink singlet with a black knee pads and elbow pads, and then kind of the black heart on the pink singlet.
Almost like, yeah, almost early like Heart Foundation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does not look good. I know it's just a computer render, but my God, man. Is there any wrestler that they have messed up as much as Bret Hart? A bigger name. I mean, God. Mattel does some great stuff, but...
Yeah, it's... But what did they say? That maybe he just doesn't... Maybe he just doesn't look how we project he looks, so...
Yeah, I guess so. But that's also in Series 146. Bret Hart is the chase. 147, we saw a Seth Rollins. Now, these are all the new basics. I think it starts with that LA Knight wave. The new basics have extra articulation, and I think you can remove the hands and stuff, so pretty cool. Seth Rollins in kind of a black and silver and white. I'm not sure what gear he wore that from.
Yeah, I haven't had one in hand yet, but people are loving these new basics. So
yeah, I need to get one.
Or they're getting rave reviews, so it's awesome.
Katana Chance from NXT. And I think they did say something later on during the week that NXT is going to have a bigger presence in 2024, whereas we might see at least one NXT wrestler in every new line of elites, or maybe two, depending on how things work out in the basics
too. I like that. It's gonna add a little more variety in there. Hopefully these people all get to the, I know it's not really a main roster, but I hope they get to the Raw SmackDown rosters.
Yeah, I really like that NXT.
I'm gonna kill my dog. I apologize, guys, for my dog right now. Zoe's on a conference call. I'm on a conference call.
I don't care. I can't hear it. So
okay, gonna kill him.
I like the NXT line they had at Target with that cool box. Like, why not just bring that back and just keep everybody? I guess you're kind of, you need, if you're.
I think you need the completists on like the elite line to kind of fill out the audience. Yeah. You know, I think the NXT was so unique that I think it made more money. They always make more money in the aftermarket, but it was more popular in the aftermarket, just like the belt sets.
If you're already doing the legends separate and then you separate the NXT people, you're going to have a lot less options for your mainline elites. So, Ted DiBiase, basic 147. He's in a black suit and a green suit. We just got a elite legends Ted DiBiase. So, like you said, I think maybe his contract is running out and they're trying to pump out as many Teds.
I think so. I think when he almost got announced, when he sort of got announced and then unannounced for Powertown, I think maybe that was a little bit of a sign that maybe there's some other stuff out there for him. He's doing so many signings that maybe change up his contract so it's sort of Macho Man or somebody else that he can make multiple lines with multiple people.
Caden Carter, who is Katana Chance's, these are awful names, man.
Katana Chance, Casey Canzaro, she has a great name. People know her from American Ninja Warrior. Also, that she went to Towson. She was a gymnast at Towson.
Oh, wow. Okay, shout out Towson.
Yeah, I know far too much about Casey Catanzaro than anybody should, but I remember her from Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, she was great on there.
Yeah.
She's in a basic 148. Then we get into the SummerSlam 2024. This is Undertaker in the all black. This is against Brock Lesnar from... I'm sorry, did I say SummerSlam? I don't know what I said. SummerSlam.
You said SummerSlam, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is the match against Brock Lesnar where we sat up and like had that screaming face that's like a meme going around the internet. And I guess they're giving us that head, which is cool. Screaming Undertaker head. An early elite style Kane without like, you know, shirtless with no mask, kind of like creepy see no evil Kane. And then we have a red and black X-Pac and a USA Lex Luger. What do you think of this SummerSlam 2024 set? Pretty cool.
It's big hitters. I would like to kind of see them sneak in maybe like one more random kind of person. Mm-hmm. Not random, but you know what I mean? Like just how like Ridge Holland is in the Rumble set. You know, somebody new that, again, completists are going to want to buy all four, so they get in people's hands.
Yeah.
These are four great figures, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big X-Pac fan, but when I think of X-Pac, I think of him in this outfit. It's like a red and black. Like, I don't know if this is when he was teaming with Kane or if he was like kind of European champion type of time frame or what, but yeah.
Trying to peek how this Luger is different than the Elite. than the existing one.
Yeah, I was looking at mine. Mine is this face. I know it's, again, this is on Instagram. This is a computer generated. This is not a figure, but it looks a lot more like Luger. The one that I have is kind of smiley, kind of derpy looking, and the hair's a little bit,
yeah,
a little bit like more WCW. Where this is more of like a, this looks more like.
I can't see. It's just dark enough. Is there gold in the? No, there's not gold in the existing one.
No.
Right. Okay. Oh, so that's the change. Yeah, because I know that they did change it a little.
And these come with a Build-A-Figure John Cone referee, which is pretty cool. We have not gotten a referee figure in a long, long time. I don't think ever from Mattel Elite. So this is going to be highly sought after figure. So these set will be available for order, I would assume, during the first of the year sometime.
And John Cone of all refs. I mean, I'm happy for him. I know he's a collector, as you know, as Matt and Brian let us know. And he does have Con Joan figures out there.
It must be easier because he still works there, I guess. So
yeah.
But what does this open the door for? I mean, who? Obviously, you got to have an Earl Hebner if you're going to start doing referees, right?
No, I don't. I don't think they're ever going to kind of rebuild that bridge.
You don't think so?
No, no.
Well, who
unless I mean, unless they do like a Brett Shawn like screw job box set.
Oh my god!
Not really sure how you refer that, but the
fuck, that would be awesome, dude.
Yeah, if you had hit, if you did a four pack with McMahon and Earl Hebner,
I'd be fine if you just put the same, put those a different head on this body. You know what I mean? Might not be 100% accurate, but give us like an attitude era. Give us a current day, because John Cone doesn't ref anymore. He was like a early.
He does backstage stuff now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he was like 2010s kind of referee. Now he's kind of been promoted. So I don't know, Mike Chioda, yeah, Tim White. There's a lot of different options, but I don't think they go down that rabbit hole. But the biggest name, obviously, is your boy Earl Hebner. I mean, they could do some guest referee stuff. I don't know.
Chioda, Jim Corderas. You did Danny Davis. Yeah, you don't want all the too many of the special referees.
It opens up a lot.
Charles Robinson, though, deserves one.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hell yeah.
Little yeah. Change.
I just bought this figure for my son. Now they're re-releasing it. Shout out to J&J Figures for finding it for me. He had it on his Christmas list. This is a Elite, it was Elite 97 Sheamus, but Brawling Brute style. Now it's going to be re-released in the Top Picks 2024. Comes with the bowler hat, the kind of black Rip Hamilton type mask, and like a trench coat almost. I don't know, Peaky Blinders type of coat. Comes with also in that set a Cody Rhodes and more of a maroon style pants. I'm not sure when that is from.
Yeah, they're just going to keep making more Codys and they're all going to sell.
And probably the star of the set, which I'm being told by John, is not going to be delivered probably before the end of the year in this set. None of this set will. This is Logan Paul in a blue and yellow. Comes with a prime bottle. This is his first Elite figure. Obviously, he had that Ultimate Edition figure. But
yep.
I'm going to try to grab that for the kid. I don't think I'll get any of the others. But
yeah, I pre-ordered it already. And I never pre-order our top picks, but it's Logan Paul. You never, yeah. And I think that Fitterman's at some point going to have him in for a signing. So oh, I think he's gosh. That's going to be worth a fortune.
Does that? I don't remember that Logan Paul box. Does that have a window on it? No, it doesn't. Does it?
No, same thing. I'm going to have to do what I did for Cody.
Jury rig it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good set. I mean, as top picks go, I think these are three people that people will want. I mean, collectors will want that Sheamus. I think it was in high demand supposedly. So. Elite 110 was revealed. We had Dom Dom and Mommy on the show. Mommy got a reveal of her white outfit. I think this is from, I want to say WrestleMania last year when she won the.
No, title. She wore black last year, but is this when she beat Asuka? I think it's when she beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a black boots, black outfit. Comes with the blue women's title. Pretty cool. We got a Dom Dom, and this is like full.
No, white. All white. All white in that one, right?
On the Rhea, yeah.
The
Dom Dom is black and purple.
Oh yeah,
comes with, I'm being told, a button up flannel that only the top button is button, kind of a Chico style. So what's that?
K dogish. Yeah,
that could be used for multiple figures. Comes with a bandana mask head, and this is full on. I mean, I bought the, I don't know what Elite it is, the one that's out right now. I think it's Elite 105 Dominic for my son, which is kind of like early Bloodline. Judgment Day.
Yeah, it's before he went in the clink, man.
Yeah, exactly. This is after his hard time. So this is going to be highly sought after. And you know, as much as shit Dom Dom got when he was coming up and tagging with Ray and just the heel turn, I think he's really, I mean, it's pretty much not a hot take anymore that he's become like a real superstar. You know what I mean? Like he's
embraced, 100%.
He's embraced it. He's really worked on his character. He's great in the ring. He's great like as on the mic now. I mean, he's just you can't even imagine the show without him anymore. He's in so.
Oh, it's going to be huge when he turns face in about a year and a half, and yeah. Just you know to save his dad.
From the beatdown from Damian Priest or something, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming.
We got a good look of inbox look of the three faces of Foley. They had Mick on the show with them, and this is really nice. I might have to get this, and I'm not a huge Foley fan. This is a three pack, but each individual figure. We got a Mankind, we got a Cactus Jack, WCW Cactus Jack, and we got a Dude Love. Each one comes in its own individual box, almost the style of box like that Ringside exclusive Undertaker came in, kind of with in the Gunther with the big window, not much cardboard, and
those it doesn't have like the hanging piece; it just slants straight down.
Yep, those three fit into a long horizontal box that says Three Faces of Foley, and he does so many signings, dude. He's gonna make so much fucking money off of this. Imagine three autographs. You know when comes up to the table. I mean, this is brilliant on so many levels, and this is all you would ever need. You would never need another Mick Foley fucking autograph here because this is his three most recognizable characters. The box is amazing, it's well done, and I'm so glad that he fought to. You know, the rumor is he fought to have this all in one box instead of being able to take it out instead of it just being one big window. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, until he does three ultimates.
Yeah,
an ultimate for each of these guys, and you know, and a Mick Foley himself. So,
yep. So, really cool. That'll be up for. I think it's already up for pre-order on Ringside. And you can.
Yeah. Oh, it's been up there, and they delayed it from because I think the packaging changed. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, obviously it changed.
Yeah. So I think more people will pre-order it now once they see it. Elite 108. We saw our first Elite LA Knight. He has a basic kind of hitting stores, and it's on Ringside now. But this is being Elite 108. Should be in. Probably pre-orders next year at some point early. Comes with a red vest, a microphone, extra set of hands. Looks great. I think they should have, you know, I wish this was out already. My kid would love this for Christmas. But I guess they pumped this out as quick as they could because the LA Knight phenomenon really, it feels like it's been like years, but I would say it's been 6 months, 8 months since he's really, you know, beginning of the year.
Yeah, within the last 10 months for sure. Yeah.
Beginning of the year, he might have been, you know, with the maximum model bullshit, you know, so really cool. That's going to sell.
No sunglasses, though?
Yeah. No, they're going to save that for an ultimate or something else. Ultimate.
Oh, they need those sunglasses.
Yeah. Let me talk to you.
I need a street clothes one, though. They have, like, he is absolutely deserving of, even if it's a basic later on, a street clothes with the jeans, the boots, you know.
100%. 100%. We saw a Seth Rollins Elite 109. This comes with the new heavyweight title. Kind of a goldish outfit, black trim, wrist tape, two extra set of hands. Got the blonde kind of dyed hair that he's doing now. I feel like every time I buy my kid a Seth Rollins or another one comes out, he changes his look. I mean, he wants a new Seth Rollins, and I'm trying to think of which one to get him. The only thing I can think of is that polka dot top picks, I guess. Is the newest one? I guess the ultimate.
Just the one time he wore that. I don't know.
I know, like that's the only one I could think of.
I would have put that in the defining moments line. You know, since you played Cody from Cody before that. So
yeah, true, and done it up really big. My favorite Bailey Elite 109. Miss Cakes coming in.
They got to fix that. They got to fix that waist a little bit. That midsection.
Yeah, that waist.
That's all the comments below it. The back better be good.
The back better be good. I like that. Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing. I didn't say that. It's not me.
Dump truck not included. I don't know what that means. way too thin. They need to realize that not all the women have the same body. That's a good point. That's a more PC way.
How upset people were with Gigi Dolan when hers got shown.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little. I mean, Jazzwares knows how the thickness works. You know, they can do it. So this is, I think, her first damage control elite. So that'll be highly sought after. The returning Bronson Reed, also in Elite 109, comes with like a green and white flame outfit. Pretty cool. I don't know if it comes with the entrance like jacket vest or anything, but it's always cool to get the big guys in a figure form. Then we have Damian Priest in a black and purple Elite 109. And I feel like the blood... Why do you call it the Bloodline? God damn it. Judgment Day. Judgment Day is like well-deserving of all these figures. They're just on every show that involved in almost every storyline. War Games coming up. It's going to be pretty fun. So, grabbing any of these?
I mean, LA Knight and probably that Seth because it's the debut of that title. This Bronson isn't much better than the last one.
Yeah, it'll be...
And I would probably do a new iteration of the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
I'd probably do all the new versions of them.
Moving along here, because we're pressed on time, we got a Shinsuke Nakamura Elite 109. This is from his Great Muda retirement match, I believe.
Okay.
Yep. So that's pretty cool. And that wasn't a WWE match, so it's cool that they're able to do that. Comes in, that's also the chase, because it's like red stripes and white stripes. Big black like jacket type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can go to the Bruno Sammartino Elite 110, which is the scariest looking face. I don't know what they did to this computer, but it looks like the bottom half is like a 20-year-old's face and the top half is like a 80-year-old's face.
Dude, it just looks like the No Mercy like face choices. Like this face is definitely... if you look close, that might be the same face they use for Nyla Rose, minus the mustache.
Yeah, I think so.
That Jazz reuse.
Yep, and it comes with a Hall of Fame plaque and a statue, like a podium, I guess, which is the same things his Hall of Fame figure came with back in the day. I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
Kids are going to want this for next year for Christmas. Every kid wants a Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
Butch 110 in a kind of cool soccer.
I'm going to buy every one of this dude's figures.
Which one?
It's just different enough from the last one. They're awesome.
Which one? What are you talking about? Butch?
Butch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It comes with a cricket bat. I mean, that's awesome. This must be from the...
And when's he going to get pushed to the moon?
I know. He does.
He's so good, dude.
As a heel, he needs to be pushed and just go back to Pete Dunne and just kind of say goodbye to the Brawling Brutes. But this is a cool outfit. I love anybody in a white outfit. For some reason,
Ops. Except if it's Edge wrestling Randy Orton.
Yep. Yeah, that's...
And they both... The same night, both wearing white.
Kit Wilson and Elton Prince from Pretty Deadly. I'll be honest, I've never seen these guys wrestle. I've seen them in some kind of vignettes and interview stuff on SmackDown. But Kyle Peterson on his reveal video seems pretty high. He watches SmackDown more than me, and he seems pretty high on them. So we need more healing.
Dude, I can't deal with those shirts.
No, they're terrible.
I can't.
The nipples out, like, you know, it just covers, like, your neck, and then, yeah. Pretty
it tough. Just looks like two lacrosse kids that are getting to play that joined football and are just so excited to wear the half shirt for like 3 days.
Yeah, pretty bad. We saw an Ultimate Edition 21 Cody Rhodes. Comes with it looks like a soft goods like plastic jacket, not soft goods like fabric, which is nice.
Yeah, we'll see if they're gonna do the fruit roll up thing like the previous Ultimate.
This looks like it's like a dark blue or black outfit with white knee pads, extra set of hands, a head. Hopefully, comes with a weight belt. Oh, it does come with a white weight belt. So I'll definitely be picking this up. They did not say who this is gonna accompany Cody Rhodes in this series one.
Correct. Yeah.
One which should go up for pre-order, I would assume, pretty soon, because Elite 20 is already hitting people's hands. That's Kurt Angle,
Ultimate 20, yeah.
Bianca and Bobby Lashley. Those are already out. The real star for me, though, Nick, is this. Is it a two-pack? This is Scott Hall and Kevin Nash Outsiders Ultimate.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Usos. Yeah. It's going to be a ringside exclusive with the Usos. You know, where they'll break it, but you're going to want the box.
This, I might need to buy two of these because this is awesome. This comes with two T-shirts, a WCW tag team belt, a vest, four set of hands. Scott Hall comes with three heads. So does Kevin Nash. He comes with a hard goods plastic vest. Awesome. And I think they come with like removable hair too or something. Or maybe it wasn't these figures, but these might be some of the best things they've done in a long time. And we're so overdue for these two guys in this form. I mean, I know we've gotten Ultimates of them both, but this is like their Ultimate character, the biggest thing they ever did, one of the biggest storylines in wrestling history.
I'm pumped for the set.
Yeah,
just, I mean, the Usos I thought was done so well. I mean, minus the clearly being the same scan each guy, but these are going to be awesome.
I hope Ringside keeps getting. I mean, I assume they will, but these two packs are awesome, and they can do so many different things with them. So, we saw, and I already pre-ordered. It was my birthday the other day when all these reveals got done, and I was like, man, I want to buy something big. I want to treat myself. And a couple things fell through, and then they had these reveals, and this ring, this WCW ring, went up for sale with this Ultimate Edition Eric Bischoff, and I jumped on it. So that satiated my need for something. But this is a real scale ring, similar to the one with Kane. He will come in the same size box as Kane. This is his first Ultimate Edition. Obviously, Eric Bischoff with the leather jacket, NWO shirt, kind of jeans look. And are you grabbing this? Yes or no?
100%. 100%. I'll flip the ring right away, just like last time.
Yeah, I need to flip.
I sold the ring that day.
I still have my Attitude Era ring if anyone needs that. I know you had a buddy looking for one.
He's looking, but, you know, he's a tire kicker, so it'll be about 3 weeks before he says, oh, okay, I'll take it.
I mean, if you're an Attitude Era, I'm just not an Attitude Era guy. I would keep it, you know, but I really should have kept that New Gen ring. I don't know why I sold that, but, you know, live and learn. DX Retros, I also pre-ordered these. These do not look good. I'll be the first to tell you. I am ready for the retros to end. I have zero excitement for them at all. This is Triple H, China, Billy Gunn, and Road Dogg. After months and months of looking at Zombie Sailor figures, to look at these cartoony fucking figures, they're not.
Yeah, but these don't even. The previous Triple H in the purple looks better than. Yeah. This is just weird. Why? His face looks melted.
Yeah, it just looks. Yeah, the Billy Gunn. They just look so cartoony. I mean, the Hasbros were not cartoony like this. But I pre-order them. I pre-order the other set, the Undertaker and Paul Bearer one, but I didn't get a second one to have loose, just because I'm hoping they go on sale. I'm just ready for this to be over with. I just don't have the excitement for the retros anymore.
No, I agree.
You know, it just doesn't.
Should have sold them when they were. I should have sold them all when they were high.
Yeah, yeah. So, and they're not going to be in stores anymore. They're just going to be on Ringside and Mattel Creations. So their popularity is kind of going to go stagnant. You know what I mean? People aren't going to see them in stores. Let's keep moving on here. What else?
I think that's it until you get towards the top here.
So Bill did show off some. If you go to Bill McKenna's Instagram, he showed off that Asuka that's coming out in the Roman Reigns wave. That's Elite. That's Elite 20. Okay, that's Elite 20 with Roman Reigns.
Ultimate 20. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not pre-ordering that. I don't want either of those early. But the Asuka looks amazing. It comes with the mask.
There's so much to that.
Yeah.
So much.
Technicolor Dreamcoat jacket. We saw Cora Jade Elite 107. Better pictures of that. So overall.
That is gonna peg warm simply because, again, sorry, female figures just do not sell. And some of these lesser known ones, like, who is it? Like Dakota Kai on the shelf? That figure's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's just sitting there. You know,
it's pretty bad.
Her and AJ.
So I'm gonna grab some of these. I think the reveals are good. We also saw Jeremy Bedauer tweet out, "Hey, who wants to see some new reveals or new announcements?" And everyone is excited. Then the next day, all they did was get on a message board and say that, we're the Abaddon's not coming out, the Supreme Edition Thunder Rosa isn't coming out, and then we're not getting any more CM Punk Supremes. This Walmart one is the only version. So I don't know if they're doing some actual reveals, but not a great time to just drop some negative news after Mattel has some great reveals. But that's Jazzwares for you. If they do have some announcements, I would like to see it. I mean, we're getting into the holidays here, so it's not really the best time to have any announcements. Really, we need some new stuff up for pre-order so you could sell some shit for people on Black Friday. But
yeah, maybe next week we can get into it. We need to talk about this with the Supreme thing. They're saying it's alive, but how?
Yeah.
How is it alive?
So they confirmed. I don't even know who that is. Who is that person on the message boards?
No idea.
I
yeah.
D Freedom from.
What did it say? D Friedman is his name.
Yeah. It sounds like a made up name, but I guess they're saying that the Supremes are not canceled, which is good. I don't want them to be canceled. But I pre-ordered that Penta and Rey Fénix, like June or July. What is going on? Like, have some more.
No, you had it way before that, dude.
No, I pre-ordered it then. You think it was before that? No.
You had them in hand way before that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I don't know. Either way. No, I think I did the count. It was like 8 or 9 months ago. So, yeah, maybe you're right. Either way, it's been way too long. The excitement, like, once these lines don't have anything coming out, once you're not showing us anything new, if they're not canceled, we should be seeing the next couple lines, right? I understand something happened with Punk and Thunder Rosa.
I only question, I mean, I obviously while they were trying to do the whole Berkshire Hathaway sale, that they kind of slowed production, like, let's minimize spending, costs, whatever. So Malachi and Kenny, like, we, I don't know, maybe we see one more run in the Jazzwares vault if they ever get that going. But, or are they trying to do what kind of happened with Ultimates unintentionally, where it was like, oh, people aren't ready for this price point, nobody's buying them, and then, oh, but we need the shelf space, so let's keep them going anyway. And then when Matt and Brian said, oh, we are going to collect Ultimates, they drew up the price through the roof, except for a few. So it's like, okay, now they're saying Kenny and Malachi are super rare. You can't even buy them on eBay. So does that mean that people are going to clamor for them and it's going to drive the price up? Oh, now I can't miss Supreme now. So is it intentional? Because it does sound like a Jazz, or you know, a Jax type move.
All right, guys, we'll do a super duper bonus weekly purchases next week, a 2-week weekly purchases. We'll get into Black Friday sales. We'll talk about our Thanksgiving. Again, the details for our Fig Cave toy drive are going to be on our Facebook group, but the address is 2318 Rockwell Avenue, Catonsville, Maryland, 21228. You can Venmo me or PayPal me money. You can ship directly from Amazon or Ringside, or you can send whatever figures you have laying around. Just make sure they are unopened. We are partnering with House of Ruth here in Baltimore, which is a home for battered women and children. So when I called them, the lady was like almost in tears that we were donating toys to them. So I really want to have a good turnout with this. I know you guys will come out. Have a safe Thanksgiving. Any final words on these reveals before we get out of here, Nick Thompson?
No, I'm ready for those judgment days, but I want to see more Ultimates. So I'm always loving Ultimate announcements. So hopefully more coming.
No Superstars announcement, no Ultimates. No, we've already knew about these retros, so there was no new retro news. So maybe they're holding back for something else. Maybe Steve Ozer will break some news when he comes on the podcast in a couple weeks. So
yeah,
that'd be perfect. From our family to yours, guys, have a great Thanksgiving. We will jump on next weekend to kind of recap the week. And enjoy your time with your family. Take some time off of work and enjoy football, food, wrestling, whatever you want to do. But we will talk to you next week. Oh, don't forget to wash your hands, right, Nick?
Yeah, wash your hands. Later.
Oh, see you guys.
Bye.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.